Yes, so welcome back to Park Tolton. I'm joined by, I'm sure, a delighted Kieran Downey. Kieran, that second half, what a comeback. You looked, I suppose, dead and buried at one stage, but this Loud team are never dead and buried.
No, yeah, the usual. We kind of left things to the last minute. Probably had a period in the game where we went away and Meade got a bit of a grip on us. But yeah, as you said, like we bounced back strong and we had a massive last 15.
They eked out the 5-point lead for themselves. It looked as if it was their match to lose at that stage, but you found momentum from somewhere, and of course your 3 successive points, absolutely crucial.
Yeah, you could say that, but look, you know yourself, there's work going in all over the pitch. I happened to get on the end of a couple of scores back to back, and the lads on the business, like I have to say, Craig Lennon, I don't think I've ever seen a goal like it, really. You know, if to cover that distance and finish into net like that, it's, you know, that's magic. That's real stuff there.
You were looking at that goal from further back the field. Had you confidence in him that he was going to rattle the back of the net?
Yeah, well, anyone that knows Craig, you know how quick he is. He's a serious skill set, but just to have that killer instinct from there, another lad might would have pulled up and took the point, but, you know, what a badly needed goal for us and it kicked us on.
But your 3 points, and they arrived in very quick succession, really brought you back into it. There was obviously no case of letting the head drop.
No, look, we know at this stage you have to stay in the game and your time will come at different stages. Could be in the first 10 or the last 10. But again, overall, great team performance. I'm really happy how we've seen the game out. And, you know, it's nice to get the score sheet as well.
And in that first half, both teams facing into adversity. They obviously lost Harry O'Higgins with a controversial red card. But on your side then, you lost 3 men through injury and you had to reshuffle a wee bit.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mad one, really, when those bodies going off all over the place. Real derby match, you could call it. But yeah, look, again, lads coming in. That's the joys allowed at the minute. And this team, we can mix and match them and we can go in or out with lads, you know. So happy enough there.
Later on, you were defending that lead. You were obviously hoping it wasn't a case of deja vu, given previous history with Loud and Meade games and the fact that it usually comes down to the very last whistle.
Yeah, I'm well aware of the history. You know, my family are big Loud supporters and they have a lot of scars down through the years. So, look, it's an important win for us on that end to see the game out. As you said, you know, there's previous there with a couple of late robberies from them. So, you know, brilliant for us.
Huge tenacity shown and the strength in the tackle. You were in there for every ball, and that's obviously something that Mickey Hart and this group have been working on very, very closely, not just this season but previous seasons as well.
Yeah, look, what we're building the last 2 or 3 years is our 3rd season now. You know, we're constantly improving and we've a lot to go, like, in fairness, but we're happy where we're at. We're building each week. I think we're showing different parts of our game very well, so now we've a lot to go. We know that it's not, we haven't won in All Ireland today, we haven't won a Leinster, so, you know, big year ahead.
And obviously you haven't stayed up in this division yet either, Kieran. There's a lot of work, obviously 3 big games still to come, but the momentum generated, would you say, by last week's win over Limerick, that was a massive coming into today's game.
You're on a bit deja vu. It seems the same last year. You know, we got a win over Limerick and it kind of kicked us on. It's, look, the league's momentum. Obviously the first 2 games out, we weren't happy. We were bet ultimately, even though we were playing well. But, you know, we'd like to kick on now. We've a big 6-day turnaround now. We've Kildare coming, I think, the weekend. So, you know, big game coming.
I know it's a results business. You've got the last 2 wins, but the 4 performances so far, nothing really much to fault, because this has been really, you know, full on from this group of lads.
Yeah, it is, and in fairness, the work going in behind the scenes is, you know, it's massive. And we can feel the back, and, you know, you can see a bigger crowd coming now, which is massive to us. You know, like, it's a big, big push. If the more people we can get out following us, and the better. I know we have to give something to follow, and I think we're doing that at the minute, so it's great to see.
And what it meant to this group coming off the field, great to see Loud supporters so happy. It doesn't always happen here at Park Tolton, even though performances are usually good here.
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. Do you know, like, it is. It's a nice memory. It's a nice day for us. Big win for the team and great for the people. Do you know, it's all around good.
And 2 of your last 3 games coming up at home, how crucial might that be?
Yeah, that's a big turning factor for us. You know, it's always hard on the road. You know how good teams are, especially at home. And for us, you know, we've a big challenge now in RD. You know,